going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tonight you can get all of your NFL draft needs met by The Fan, and you can make your way out to all the DFW pluckers. We'll all be rocking it there. I'll be in Dallas, Corey in Allen, Alec in Fort Worth at City View. If you want to come see us, that would be delightful. And like I said, if you want to bring up some of your cards, just get an on-the-spot card evaluation. I would be glad to help you with that as well. All right. What do you guys view as the worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft? So I was reading an article from Pro Football Focus. And by the way, later on in the show, we will have from Pro Football Focus, Trevor Sikkema on the show, their lead NFL draft analyst. But something that got said in there, and I was like, man, that makes a lot of sense to me. They said the worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft would be not adding weapons for Dak Prescott.
Okay. Does that necessarily mean a weapon in the first round?
Not necessarily.
Because I think you can get good weapons in rounds two and three.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Especially with the wide receivers and the running backs. I agree with you. So Dallas had problems defensively, 28th in EPA per play. Their offensive line graded 22nd in the league. But I think for a lot of people, the most apparent issue was, hey, CeeDee Lamb's awesome. And then what?
Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Gross. Miles Sanders.
Gross.
Jalen.
Jonathan Mingo.
Schoon.
Yeah, exactly. So, oof, is
I get it.
The rest of your options. So,
and when it comes to offensive line, that's been a weapon for the Cowboys for a long time.
Yeah.
And
I
think everybody in that group, I'm believing, Kevin, is thinking they expect Guyton to grow. They expect BB to grow. And they expect Brock Hoffman to fill the role and Terrence Steele to be back. Therefore, the weapons need to be the skill position players for this team.
Yes, I agree with that. So what would be your worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft from the 903 drafting Shador?
Because it's not a need. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a bad thing. You don't need that player. You don't need that spot. But if they were to draft him, I don't think it's a worst case scenario for the future of the team.
Yeah.
Because Kevin, we're 2 years away Dak's contract being done.
Not being done, but I can manage my way out of it.
Yes, managing your way out of it. And so then you have a replacement that's young that you can build on for the future. Now, if you don't like the quarterback, then I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because there are people, like, if you don't like a player, then that looks like the worst possible thing. If you think he's going to be a complete bust, I get it. So I understand what you're saying there.
From the 405, not building from the inside out would be the worst case scenario. Who cares about a wide receiver if a quarterback doesn't have time to get it to them?
Again, I go back to what I just said about they're expecting the offensive line to take a step.
Yeah.
And so that's why when you're looking at how do I add dynamic explosive ability, whenever I only really have one player that can do that.
So if you're looking at the Cowboys offensive line, and this is probably going to be different answers for different people, how many holes do you think they have to fill? Because I know the Cowboys will argue to me, we have no holes to fill. But how many, Alec, how many holes, if any, do you think the Cowboys have to fill in the offensive line?
They have, at the very minimum, one. Okay. And that's with the departure of Zach Martin.
Yep.
I would like to shore up that interior. And, you know, I really do hope that it is Brock Hoffman who ends up being the next dude, because I think he just has it mentally. But, you know, from a talent standpoint, there's probably a few guys that you could take at 12 that would make a lot more sense than him right here, right now. Just based on talent alone, even with the fact that they haven't been in the building. But I'd say at least one. I wouldn't mind getting another guy who can play tackle too, just in case Terrence Steele
yeah.
has a bit of a regression okay. too. So I'd make the case for two. I'd say that you need to figure out somebody that can play across the interior and a tackle.
Corey, how many holes would you fill in the offensive line?
I don't think you're going to get a starter to replace anybody on this team right now. So anything that I'm holes filling is backups.
Okay.
Again, that doesn't mean that I think that Brock Hoffman is Zach Martin. Zach Martin sure. was not Zach Martin last
sure.
year. We saw
That's
that.
That's true.
And when Alex says the mentality of Brock Hoffman, Kevin, we've seen him out at training camp.
Oh, my God.
He's a crazy man.
If you're looking for players on this team that are tough, and if they get punched in the face, they won't go, that was mean.
Yeah, do you want...
He's one of those guys.
Do you want a guy in a bar fight behind you? He's one of the dudes you want to have with you because he's wild. Like, he's one... And now that has been presented a problem a couple times because you've gotten some penalties that were unnecessary because he's trying to make a point. I'm here. And I don't have a lot of playing time yet, but I want to make everybody known on this field that I'm here. I am still willing. I'm with Kyle. I'm not giving up on Guyton yet. So I think there are zero offensive line holes across the starting group, but I do think you need depth there just in case.
Yeah. And for people, I've seen a couple of people say five. I just like, if you don't like the rest
Tyler
of the offensive
really
line,
good.
I can get that. But saying that Tyler Smith is a hole, that feels tough.
I will say, watching him last year, I was like, I feel like that dude's overcompensating for lack of what's next to him at times.
And this is tough. Martin is one of the greatest Cowboys in history. But from the 972, expecting Steele to be good is laughable, as well as anyone replacing a Hall of Famer. I want to make sure that this comes out right. You're not replacing a Hall of Famer year over year. All right? Zach Martin was not a Hall of Famer last year.
Nope.
Now that's like, I don't think that is a particularly controversial opinion whatsoever.
If you're saying you get yourself back to the level
yes.
of play when you had him and
yes.
Tyron and
yes.
Frederick, then yes, I get that.
And Zach Martin is a no, to me, he's a no doubt, no brainer, first ballot, Hall of Famer, one of the best Cowboys ever. He just wasn't that last year, in part, of course, because of the injuries. So I don't necessarily think you look at last year's line and you're like, well, we got to replace right tackle because you don't think he's good. I get that. And you could still save some money there. And you have to replace a Hall of Famer. That I would disagree with because I just don't think that's what you had. And for the 214, okay, fine, four holes.
All right.
Well, I mean, and again, but if if that's the case, to Corey's point about, like, I think you're going to be getting backups in this draft or anything. But if you really look at this offensive line, no judgment, and you're like, they have a left guard. I think every other position is upgradable. Then I hope that they have discussed that in the war room the entire time when talking about strategy of who's going to be there, who's not, who would consider trading up to maybe take a spot that you think is better value-wise. I hope that has been the strategy.
I think this is interesting, and I don't know if you've heard different reports on him. I just watching the player, I was excited. Somebody said drafting Walter Nolan would be worst-case scenario.
And this morning, I believe that Nick Harris and Bobby Bell, I believe, if I heard that correctly, were also kind of on that train.
Yeah, it's weird because we like Golic Jr., correct?
Yes.
He was fantastic talking about ice cream when he came on our show.
That's true.
He tweeted yesterday, there are some players you have to watch and some players you get to watch. And he said that Walter Nolan was one of them. And so this is that time of year where it is a lot of different opinions out there with a lot of different people upset in certain situations because everybody has a different taste. You know, yeah. Not everybody likes vanilla ice cream, Kevin.
Vanilla ice cream is objectively the best.
Vanilla
ice cream.
Is very tasty, just in general. I like vanilla things, but not everybody does.
And before you give me that look, Alec, just remember, I think all ice cream is interchangeable.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't think there's any discernible difference.
I haven't punched you yet, and I don't plan on doing it anytime soon.
I appreciate that.
That thing, though, right there might be the thing.
That doesn't mean you can't think that. I have said this numerous times. I know people love Bluebell more than anything on the planet because a whole bunch of people got sick and somebody died from their ice cream. And the second it was back, people were like, oh, my God, I got to get it. I'm not disputing that.
Bluebell's fantastic.
That's how people feel about it.
Bluebell's all right. Amazing.
My worst case scenario.
Were you talking about Bluebell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you say Bluebell?
Ooh,
or did you just
for legal reasons? I'm going to say no.
All right.
Actually, that happened. All right. So my worst case scenario, twofold: no offensive line selections, just because I don't think. Look, whether you think they
in the whole draft,
yes. Whether you think they have two holes to fill, whether you think they have five holes to fill, I don't think anyone would argue that we're perfect just as is. No need for depth, position flex, or anything like that.
And in worst case scenario, though, because I'm going to go with your first point there. You're not saying to force it. Like, I don't, like, that's a worst case. It just didn't get lucky and it didn't fall to us. But you're not saying force an offensive lineman if you have other players available that you like.
Agreed. So you might not like my other one.
Okay.
My worst case scenario for this Cowboys draft is they do not take a running back in the first three rounds. I realize the diciness of we got to take this position. I think in the second and third round, there are, and again, I haven't seen their board yet. I'm sure that'll leak. I haven't seen their board, but
you think Jerry's going
to
show it off?
He joked about it. I think this should be fine to say that there are enough quality running backs in the second and third realm that I don't think you'll be like vastly overdrafting some people. So that is my worst case scenario. And I know the Cowboys are like, hey, we got Williams and Sanders. I think you have no starting running
back. If you're in the first round and you really like one of these running backs and you're able to drop back a little bit and get a pick, do it. If you really love Hampton that much, take him. Like again, it comes down to that. If you really like the player that much and you think he's going to help your team that much, go ahead and do it. Damn whatever everybody else is saying out there. You'll show him whenever he gets on the field.
Yes.
Like that's your belief in that. That being said, the second and third round do provide some options for you. I don't want to be in the third round going, we only have this one guy and we don't love him. That would be a big whiff for
That's
me.
That's why I wasn't sure if you would like that one from me.
Samson is from Tennessee. Like he's projected to be there. I've done so many mock drafts and he is always there in the third round for me. And so I'm like, okay, I like him. Choppy loves him. Like he was like, no, you'll really like this guy if he's there. Bobby says don't listen to Choppy's player evaluations, but he watched him play.
Can I tell you at 120, Sycama, he has some spicy opinions about Scataboo.
Okay. Okay.
We'll talk about it then. I'm spicy opinions.
All right. But I don't want to be in the position where I only have one to choose from if I don't like the guy.
I get that.
So
that's
second
fair.
Round, if I'm in a good place, and you also really do take into consideration the conversation about trading for a receiver or trading for a running back. If they feel confident in that, Etienne, my buddy's a Texans fan. He hates watching him against the Texans every year. A, the Texans stink. I understand that. But
in your face,
the other thing, too, is, I mean, he is in Jacksonville where they don't use him, exactly. He had a couple fumbling issues that I didn't love. All that being said, there are other options other than just the draft for this. So if they were able to come away, Kevin, with a running back in a trade situation, would you say that they missed there? Or would you say that was just a different approach that you weren't projecting?
I will reserve judgment.
For who the person is?
But I feel like most of the options you hear out there, I would think that they missed.
Gotcha.
Somebody threw this out there, and I know they're just joking, but man, I would love this. Worst case scenario is the cameras turn on and Nico Harrison is sitting right next to Jerry Jones.
Oh my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, hear me out for just 1 second. That will be the biggest philosophical battle in the history of sports discussions. Because you have Nico, who said, who gives a damn about trading the face of your franchise versus Jerry Jones, where is this player any semblance of popular? I would never even dare consider trading them.
What are his jersey sales?
We needed to cut a massive amount of money. And so just to hear him be like, hey, why don't we trade Dak and Micah? Like, he would fall over in his chair and be like, what are you even saying?
It would be insane.
And so, like, I get it. They're just joking. But, man, I would love to hear that philosophical conversation.
I would absolutely want him to speak, too, if that was the case. I would be like, let him talk, because his radio ratings would go insane.
Yes. Yes, they very much would. Alec, I know you were talking a couple of things earlier. Anything else you want to throw out that you think would be a worst case scenario for the Cowboys in this draft?
Kind of where you're at with running back, same idea with the corner position. Just okay. Because you're uncertain about the timeline for Trayvon Diggs' return, if he's going to be on the team at all. I know some people are in favor of moving him in that process.
You can make that happen financially if you want.
You can make it happen. It would make a lot of sense for a lot of different people and a lot of different reasons. And you just got to act like, kind of like Kyle was telling y'all the other day with Overshown, you got to act like Trayvon Diggs just isn't going to be there. Even if you know he is coming back, act like he's not going to play all year. So then you have enough artillery to play without him if he does exit the field again.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I got some more NFL draft for you with some betting odds, but also, I do believe it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus the exact reason you need to listen to all of our coverage of the NFL draft. My favorite story from the draft a few years ago, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got AM on the FM coming up in just 1 second, but I wanted to give you the betting odds at the top of the draft. Feels like top three have been locked in for a minute. Cam Ward is a 1 to 200, which means you'd have to bet $200 to win $1.
But, I mean, it's a lock. So if you have
$200 million,
you could win.
I mean, would Vegas take that bet?
They'd take
like,
a loan
right,
out?
No problem.
Like, do you take a loan out on this? Would it be, you know what, Kevin? I'm not going to get you in trouble. You're the only person I trust when it comes to 7 minutes and Kevin.
Travis Hunter, 1 to 16. So you'd have to bet $16 to win one. Abdul Carter, 1 to 8. $8 to win one. It's not until you get to pick four that it gets kind of close. But even then, Will Campbell is a 1 to 5, which means you'd have to bet $5 to win $1.
Man, these seem pretty locked in then.
Ashton Jeanty at 5.5 to 1 at pick four. I don't know. That's an interesting number. Maybe worth taking a little shot at. And then Ashton Jeanty is the favorite to go at pick number five. And then fun fact, Armand Membu is the favorite to be pick six and pick seven. So,
dude, he could go anywhere in the top of this draft. Like, not one or two, I don't think, but
three. It sounds like
He's jumped a lot of different areas.
Yeah, so keep an eye out on that. Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. Don't you dare do it all day. Today is going to be one of the best days of the year just for live programming here on The Fan. You get to hang out with us. Get ready for the draft. G-Bag is going to be doing their show at Pluckers, getting you ready.
In Plano?
In Plano, you know, the place where they have a lot of tables, so hopefully... You can go hang out there.
Dude, there are a ton of tables at that location, too. I just want to point out.
Dude, it's the city of tables of record. There you go.
These tables of record.
Yeah.
That's true.
There you go. So you can go hang out with them and get a little bit of pregame on as you get ready for the Cowboys draft coverage here on The Fan. And speaking of that, the reason you guys talked about it earlier, the reason you need to listen to day three coverage. We're going to get there in just a little bit. My favorite story from the draft a few years ago, back when I was behind the scenes working the draft, my favorite moment ever working here happened where I was crying laughing because of Brian Broaddus. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But the question of the day today, gentlemen, it's going to be draft related. But for the Tolos, 877-881-1053, what are you doing to celebrate the draft today? You should be at a Pluckers location here in DFW hanging out with one of us. If you are, let us know which location you're going to. We would love to know. But if you have a long-standing tradition, if you have maybe some sort of thing, like something that you have to do because you're superstitious, maybe you got your lucky hat, your lucky pair of socks that you have to wear, or you get together with a group of friends at the house and you got to watch together, let us know how you're celebrating tonight. 877-881-1053. I want to know how you guys are taking in the draft, hopefully listening to us here on The Fan. But I know growing up, it was usually we would get on a group FaceTime call. Everybody would be in different areas of the world, or mainly Texas, because, you know, we're kids. So, you know, it was really just like we're 20 minutes apart, but we didn't have a single place we could get together because we were young and broke. But we would get on that group FaceTime call and we would all just react to the madness that was the first round of the draft. Everybody, like my friend group, has so many different, you know, allegiances and fandoms. So there's a lot of people that are invested in different things and different draft positioning, and some guys getting their dreams ruined by people getting jumped in the draft order and this, that, and the other. It was always really fun. But now I get to celebrate it by being out in the City View location, Pluckers out there in Fort Worth by Hewland Mall. I love that area. It's a great area. I've never been to that location, though. So my first time going to that location, we're going to be having a party, so come out and hang out with me. But it used to be a group FaceTime call. That's what we would do, just kind of react to the madness as a big group together.
I like it.
That was always, we always had the party at the house whenever I was living with my buddies. You know, when we had, it was three dudes living in a house, sometimes four, and everybody would come over to our house anyway. Like, we would just sit there and party all the time. Like, that was, and then draft was just another reason to party. It just absolutely was. As my group of friends has become my family, I mean, it's a little bit different. Yeah, I know. The ones that I live with and have to be around all the time, they are less interested in the draft than I am. So what ended up happening was, in a way to be nice to my family, I would go watch on the PlayStation with my headset on and just chug whiskey and then be upset about the Micah Parsons draft pick until I was like, hold on, maybe this is a good thing, because the whiskey had gotten my emotions all turned around.
So I'm going to go back to, because since the draft move, we've done most of them at Pluckers, and that has become my tradition. But before, when the NFL draft started on Saturday morning, I would go get donuts and have multiple newspapers with their mock drafts. Like USA Today, Dallas Morning News, and just be so judgy sitting there and be like, really screwed that one up, Goslin. Now, his mock drafts were usually really, really good, but I always thought that was the best. And like, there was internet, but not the proliferation of the way it is, the way it is now. And that used to always be a fun thing I did. One year, Alec, fun fact for you, I opened a case of Upper Deck golf cards.
Huh.
Because I got an unbelievable deal on it. It was 2001, and it was the Tiger Woods year, and they the Tiger Woods rookie year. But they also had autographs in there, like to a case, and it was a long shot. But if you pulled like the marquee autograph, you could just laugh your way to the bank.
That would be amazing. I have that pipe dream every time I see a new set come out.
For sure.
I'm like, I'm totally going to set some money aside. I'm going to get one of these overpriced hobby boxes, and I'm going to pull some sort of super fractor that's going to make it to where if I wanted to retire, which I don't, I enjoy what I do, I'd still show up and do work for you guys, with you guys. But I could retire if I wanted to, and then I open said box, and I get absolutely nothing. And I'm like, yeah, back to reality.
Yeah.
So that's usually how things go for me. And somebody did ask where everybody's going to be tonight for the Pluckers draft party. Sean is going to be in Mesquite. Eric Chiafalo in Grapevine. Christy Scales is going to be in Plano after the G-Bag Nation is done doing work. In Addison will be Gavin Dawson. Lucius is going to be in my neck of the woods in Arlington. Corey, you're going to be in Allen. Kevin, you're going to be right here in Dallas, which you've said a few times now. You need some help.
Yeah, I do.
I do want to point out, a lot of people have asked me because they know I live in the city of Tables, Plano, which I'm pretty sure Plano means like flat. I don't know. I don't exactly know. So, yeah, it makes sense. But a lot of people have been like, why aren't you at the Plano location? All right. Christy Scales also has to be at the Star in Frisco. So, like her, it's the closest location. And obviously, she's much more famous than me. Like, we all know Christy Scales.
Much nicer.
Oh, yeah. A lot nicer than I am, for sure. That. And she's just a wonderful person to be around.
That's
so,
right.
Enjoy your time at the Plano location. That place is going to be packed. Kevin, you and I have done that location before.
That location is a monster.
There's a line out the door, but hey, get there early. Get there early and be ready for it, because it's an absolute blast. And I'll be at the Allen location, just, you know, looking over at Plano going, hey, my party's just as good.
And I'll be looking over the whole city of Fort Worth, because I'm going to be at the City View location.
Yeah.
Over by Hewlett
Mall.
Feels
like he's in the sky, like floating on a little cloud at a
Pluckers. That would be amazing. I'm on the roof of the building, just like, I've got a little monitor up there.
I've lived in the Metroplex my entire life, but 1,000,000% of me envisions that as like a mountain location.
Yes, it does.
And with these just giant windows across it that you're like, oh, look at the city. And I realize I've been to Fort Worth time and time again, and that geographical part isn't particularly
easy. And then Fred Davis from the Fan After Dark is going to be at the Fort Worth Alliance location. I love that location because it's like the closest one, at least that I've found, to Dickie's Arena. So anytime there's a wrestling show there, I have a tradition of going there
Dickie's
before
Arena.
The show. Yeah. Oh, man, Dickie's Arena. I'm going to be there tomorrow night.
It could probably fit 500 people there, maybe 501.
Yeah, probably thousands if you wanted to. Yeah, that's going to be real fun tomorrow, too. Friday night SmackDown out there. If you're going to be out there, let me know. Shoot me a DM at Alec on the radio. I'll buy you a beer. And we can have some fun out there. James Triley is going to be out there with me. I believe our buddy KG is going to be there with his daughter. And I did learn this. I got to shout out my guy with the Texas Rangers, DJ C-Stats. I met him at our buddy Zach Rowe's wedding. And found out he is a massive wrestling fan, too.
Okay.
So we were talking to each other throughout WrestleMania and stuff, and he's going to be there as well. And he was telling me all of his big plans that he has for secretly implementing more entrance themes into the ballpark sounds that you hear. So I'm really excited to get out to a few games, but he's going to be there out there as well tomorrow night, too. Really excited for that. But your draft day traditions and how you are going to be celebrating today, 877-881-1053. Let us know how you will be doing that. Someone said watching on TV from the 812, but with the volume down, listening to the Fan. That is the way
to go.
And there's so many great moments and reactions that happen on this station whenever you are seeing these things go down. I was here in the building working when the CD Lamb pick happened, and I watched everybody absolutely melt down when the pick was announced. Sean was speechless. Kavanaugh was losing his mind. And I just remember the disbelief in Brian Broaddus's face, because he was like, they did the right thing. What the heck? They did the right thing. The Micah Parsons thing was awesome in the building for that one. I just love the organic reactions, including, guys, a couple of years ago during day three of the draft. Y'all call it the Scouts Day. I call it the Day of Delusion, because these guys have so much content and so much time that they have to fill. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how much work it is until you have to talk for that amount of time. The longest, like most amount of work I've ever had to do here was like 3 hours-ish by myself on a holiday. And I thought that was bad. Day three of the NFL draft, there's so many people that they've done so much work on.
Yeah.
That nobody else knows who these people are except for our incredibly talented crew. But after a few hours on day three, the caffeine probably wears off a little bit and whatnot. And they were talking about a wide receiver a few years ago that didn't run a very fast 40, and people were knocking him for it. And Brian Broaddus came to his defense because he blamed George Karloftis.
Yeah, they do. Dude. And like Karloftis is like, let's all go take our shirts off and run outside. David Bell goes, I don't run very fast indoors. Why you make me run outside? Because I'm Karloftis. Damn it. You know, that poor kid, seriously, he could probably run better. Actually, and then the scouts got to go outside and like mark off 40 yards.
He ran a 4.65 for those wondering.
Yeah,
by the way.
I hate
wide receiver. That's really low.
I hate to be underwear Olympics guy, but like when I saw those times, I was like, I don't know about this.
Second time Dave has cried because of Brian making him laugh.
Brian's on a heater, man.
No, I'm serious. Tell me about the guy makes a lot of plays.
Tell me about David Bell.
The guy makes a ton of plays. I'm Karloftis. We're running outside.
I'm Karloftis bit.
I love
was
it.
Incredible.
He would do that when he would come in for crosstalk.
Yeah.
We were literally watching it on the TV that day, and he threw this line out. And I was like, this is hilarious. But why was Jared Sandler on the coverage there? Did you hear him when
yeah.
he was talking about that? That was
ready to dunk on slow-moving wide receivers.
I think it was Kyle. I think it was Kyle, though. They sounded alike there for a second.
Absolutely thought that was Jared Sandler.
People have said that a few times, and I'm like, I don't know, because usually I'm talking to Kyle directly. Yeah. But now hearing it like that, I was like, oh, wow, they do sound a little bit alike. Which, I guess if you're going to sound alike for Jared, that's really nice that he sounds like Kyle Yeomans, because Kyle's so great. And
sure.
For Kyle, it's okay that he sounds like Jared, too.
Do we have to start introducing him as Jared Sandler?
Yes. Yes, we do. And the same thing would happen when I did the Fan Jam on the weekends. Will Chambers would get a lot of, is Jared hosting before a game every now? Like, we would get those texts every now and then. I'm like, huh. There's a lot of people that sound like Jared Sandler.
I can imagine
that bad thing.
That night that he had to fill in for Brad Sham, like in emergency mode.
Yes.
People were like, hold on, so Jared's doing Cowboy games too?
He's just that good.
That would really mess with me.
I think Jared is that good that he could do it.
And then you tune in and Sham's like, here comes Adolis. And you're like, wait, what? Man, we should do an announcer swap once a year.
Crossover episode. Yes.
Once every year.
Yeah, I would love it.
And we don't advertise it either. Nope. It just happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like those, what are the crossover shows that you would get?
Yeah.
Boy Meets World and
or
Step
every
by
year
Step
when
or
we would
whatever.
Do Purple Rhino Day. Yeah. You guys don't remember that? Whatever. Screw you guys. That was funny. You know what? That's fine, Alec. You brought this on yourself.
What?
Hey, Alec, did you know that I have a pet termite now?
Oh, no.
I named him Clint. So he's Clint Eatswood. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That was your fault. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Bold predictions for round one of the NFL draft tonight. Next on The Fan.
Sanders takes his time, lost one in the air, caught, touchdown, Colorado.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I have now threatened Alec that if he displeases me, I have more jokes ready to go. Oh, this next one is tremendous.
From the 214, man, y'all be doing my dog Kevin wrong. I love his stale dad jokes. They're clever. And I said, it's fun to watch how mad he gets. Now he's using them as a threat.
Yeah. And I have another one ready to go.
He said, you brought this on yourselves.
Yes, you did. Right now. God. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
I'm just envisioning the like,
it.
You have displeased me. Here's another joke for you. I love it. All right.
I hate it.
Fair. Bold predictions. For round one of the NFL draft, I will tell you a bold prediction to make a lookout for. We talked about how Membu was 6-7, favorite for 6-7. Not so fast, my friends. Things are changing. Kelvin Banks Jr. is now the betting favorite to go at pick six. Now, like, this is somebody that some Cowboys fans had speculated maybe he could go at 12 if that's the way you want to go. But betting odds now, which is not an absolute, and you're going to see, especially as the picks go along, like, I don't think you're going to see any change in top three, but you're going to see some wild shifts in the draft odds today. But Banks, now number six.
Okay, that's interesting because how much does that then prop up your feeling on Jenty at five?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Because if that shift is made, I don't know if it's, well, crap, we didn't realize Jacksonville was doing this and now we have to turn our attention.
That is what I think.
Or if it's something else, but that's really interesting. So yeah, that does prop up that feeling now.
And I just want to throw it out there. I know the odds are very much in favor of Will Johnson at four. I still want to look at pick four as where I think this draft could greatly deviate from where people are expecting. Because if it does, if it does go Cam, Hunter, Carter, and then you get Will Johnson, Ashton Jeanty, then it'll probably be pick six where maybe this stays on course or moves. But if not, pick four is one to watch out for.
The 214. People may hate my dad jokes, but my mom jokes get me sent to HR. So
exactly. Exactly. You're not going to get sent to HR by saying, you know, last night, Alec, I poured cough medicine all across 30. This morning, didn't run into any congestion.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Whatever.
I was responding to Tolo's on the fan text.
Whatever. That was funny. All right. Something I want you guys to consider. Just how fine of a line the NFL draft is. So there's reports going around that the Bears are willing to trade pick 10 and 39 to jump up to pick number 5 to go get Jeanty. And they would give him pick 148.
It's a significant haul.
Yeah. And then the Jags are like, hey, what about pick 107? And so the reason why I bring that up is just think about it. The fate of Ashton Jeanty could rest on, will you give me a 4 or a 5 as the kicker for all of this? Like, if
you're a Jeanty, you're kind of hoping they give that draft pick up.
For sure, I could see that.
You don't want to land in Jacksonville on it. Like, he can say that, it.
That's fair.
You're to say all the nice things you can. But you don't want it. You would rather be in a Ben Johnson offense,
yeah,
by far than Jacksonville. Who, by all means, Jacksonville might be turning a corner here a little bit with their GM. They might be turning a corner, but you would rather be with the Bears and their, like, what they're building right now looks like it's going to be good.
I love the idea that, like, hey, we agree on the primary parts of potential compensation, but what's going to determine where some people think a potentially amazing running back for the next 6 years could go is whether you want to do a fourth or a fifth.
Right. Yeah.
That could be the difference.
And you know, that could actually, it could have a big impact on whether or not he's that good of a running back.
For sure. I agree with that.
Emmitt Smith. And where he was is, I don't, Emmitt, I guarantee Emmitt will be like, I was going to be great no matter what. I also guarantee you he will give credit to the guys blocking in front of him at the same time. And when it comes to how great he was, that was a huge benefit for him.
Now, I know we all put a lot of stock and faith in Dane Brugler. Did you see who Dane has the Dallas Cowboys taking in his official final mock draft?
I have not seen the mock draft, but I am assuming it's still... it was Golden the other day. Is it still Tet?
It's Tet.
Okay.
With Golden sliding down to pick number 18.
Okay.
And Omarion Hampton at 20. I think in a perfect world, well, if Tet's off the board, I think in a perfect world, a lot of Cowboys fans would love to trade down to that pick 18 or 20 spot, probably pick up another third round pick and potentially take one of those players.
Yeah, if Tet is there, He's an extremely talented receiver. He's the number one receiver in this draft.
Yeah.
And I would be perfectly fine and content with them taking that dude and going from there. However, I always love having more picks. I always have love having for more sure. ammunition to roll with.
Now, let's go from that to I have a bit of sad news. We found out last night, yesterday afternoon, that Steve Mongo McMichael had died at 67. He'd been going through ALS. If you saw him get into the Hall of Fame, it was like particularly emotional because, you know, like anybody's pumped to get into the Hall of Fame, but you saw the state that he was in. And he's such an interesting character because, like, he was on the 85 Bears, who a lot of people think is the best NFL team of all time. Then at WrestleMania 11, he was in April, he was in the corner of Lawrence Taylor for the main event against Bam Bam Bigelow. And then just a few months later, he was on the first ever broadcast of Monday Nitro, what would be the competing show against WWF. And he went on to wrestle for several years. And then he got divorced and his ex-wife married Stone Cold. And then they got divorced. It's like all kinds of wacky stuff. So it's just a really, really awful disease. And it's very unfortunate that he died yesterday. But I thought it was amazing that he did get to go in the Hall of Fame before that. The Eagles went ahead and declined the fifth-year option for Jahan Dotson, and the Lions' Kirby Joseph became the highest-paid safety in the league. 4 years, $86 million. That's $21.5 million per season, just ahead of Winfield with the Bucks.
Wow, that's impressive right there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's safety is not something that I think has been going up anywhere near as much as these other positions. So
they felt it was important for them, though, and that's, again, that's you're building your team, not everybody else's.
Absolutely, I agree with you on that. Tyler Lockett, 1 year, $4 million deal with the Titans, so perhaps he'll be catching passes from Cam Ward, get an opportunity to boost that up to $6 million.
I know Sharif wanted that as an option for the Cowboys. Like, he called that a safety net.
Okay.
And I see it, dude. That dude caught moon balls from Russell Wilson for years.
Yeah.
And he made Geno look really good.
Yeah, that is fair. Keep this team in mind, the Broncos. So the Broncos at pick 20, I've been getting a lot of calls about their pick, which makes sense because I wonder if that's a team where they would slide back into the first round for quarterback. Because as much as we've talked about the potential of Golden or Hampton or whatever, if you traded down, a lot of people have zeroed in on the Steelers taking a quarterback. So maybe other teams would try to jump right ahead of them to take their quarterback, get it in the fifth round, get that fifth-year option.
I literally thought you said you've been getting a lot of calls about their pick, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, hold on, how's Kevin getting all these calls
about
it?
But and you know,
I would believe it.
You know what I would probably say? I would probably say, well, Dane's got Amari and Hampton going there, so I think you should probably listen to him. He's usually pretty informed on this. And by the way, the Saints hope for clarity on Derek Carr's injury soon. I mean, I'm sure their clarity is we don't want you on the team either way. But they did go ahead and pick up the fifth-year option for Chris Olave. Not particularly shocking right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I am so excited for this segment. How NFL teams monitor and utilize mock drafts. And how many of the prospects actually love football? Next on The Fan.